How to add playfulness and humor to conversations. Conversations don't have to be stiff or predictable. Imagine transforming everyday chats into lively exchanges filled with laughter, connection, and memorable moments. Adding playfulness and humor to conversations is a game changer for building rapport, easing tension, and making you unforgettable. Whether you're networking at a business event, chatting with friends, or navigating a first date, mastering these skills can elevate your communication from mundane to magnetic. In this comprehensive guide, we'll dive deep into why humor and playfulness work, practical techniques to infuse them naturally, and how to apply them across contexts like leadership and personal relationships. Get ready to unlock the secrets of witty banter, playful teasing, and joy-sparking interactions that keep people coming back for more. The power of playfulness and humor in everyday communication. Playfulness and humor are more than just icebreakers, they're essential tools for human connection. Research shows that incorporating humor into communication fosters trust and likability almost instantly. For instance, studies reveal that audiences perceive communicators who use humor as more credible and approachable, which is why it's a staple in everything from TED Talks to casual meetups. When you add playfulness to conversations, you create positive tension that builds chemistry, turning strangers into friends effortlessly. This isn't about being a stand-up comedian, it's about lightening the mood, reducing stress, and making interactions enjoyable. In professional settings, humor disarms defenses and enhances collaboration, while in personal life, it deepens bonds and sparks joy. The benefits extend to mental health too. Laughter releases endorphins, lowers cortisol, and strengthens relationships, making playful conversations a win-win for everyone involved. One key advantage is building rapport quickly. Lighthearted teasing or a well-timed joke signals confidence and warmth, inviting others to relax and engage. As explored in depth on creating chemistry through playfulness, mixing rapport with fun tension makes people feel alive and connected. Humor also improves retention. People remember funny stories far better than dry facts. In business, it can turn negotiations into collaborative discussions, as humor humanizes leaders and breaks down hierarchies. Ultimately, mastering how to add playfulness and humor to conversations boosts your charisma, making you the person everyone wants to talk to. Understanding the benefits, why bother with humor and playfulness? The science backing humor in communication is compelling. It builds trust by showing vulnerability and relatability. Self-deprecating jokes, for example, make you seem approachable without diminishing authority. In leadership, humor enhances team cohesion and morale, with leaders who laugh with their team seeing higher engagement. Playfulness adds spontaneity, preventing conversations from feeling scripted or boring. It encourages creativity, as playful banter often leads to innovative ideas. Moreover, in high-stress environments like sales or conflict resolution, humor diffuses tension, paving the way for productive dialogue. Experts highlight how humor creates relatable connections, making complex topics digestible and enjoyable. Even in therapeutic settings, playful communication provides relief and strengthens bonds. By prioritizing humor in conversations, you not only entertain but also influence, persuade, and connect on a profound level. Consider the ripple effects. Playful interactions boost productivity by reducing burnout, improve negotiation outcomes by fostering goodwill, and enhance personal relationships by keeping things fresh. In a world of digital fatigue, where texts lack tone, injecting playfulness brings conversations to life. The long-term payoff? Stronger networks, better leadership presence, and a reputation as someone who's fun to be around. Techniques for adding playfulness to conversations. Playfulness starts with mindset approach. Talks like a game, not a chore. Begin with observational humor, comment on something absurd in the environment, like this coffee line is moving slower than my grandma's dial-up. This draws others in without targeting anyone. Teasing is gold for playful banter techniques. Gently rib a friend's quirky habit, e.g., you're so organized, you probably alphabetize your spice rack. Keep it affectionate and balanced with compliments. Role-playing adds fun, exaggerate scenarios, like pretending to be a dramatic character in a mundane story. Questions with a twist, such as if you were a superhero, what would your useless power be? Spark creativity and laughter. Call and response games, where you build on each other's lines, create flow. As detailed in guides on the art of playful conversation, setting aside time for open-minded exchanges and saying yes to ideas amplifies joy and productivity. Body language amplifies playfulness. Smile mischievously, use exaggerated gestures, and maintain eye contact to convey warmth. Mirror energy levels match their enthusiasm to build synergy. Practice callbacks, reference an earlier joke later for insider laughs. These techniques make adding playfulness to conversations feel natural and effortless. Types of humor to master for engaging talks. Humor comes in flavors, choose wisely based on context. Self-deprecating humor, poking fun at yourself, builds instant rapport. I'm such a klutz, I once tripped over nothing spectacularly. Exaggeration amps up stories, the traffic was so bad, I aged 5 years waiting. Wordplay and puns delight language lovers, I'm reading a book on anti-gravity, it's impossible to put down. Sarcasm works if mutual, but tread lightly. Observational humor shines in groups, highlighting shared absurdities. Storytelling with humorous twists captivates, as advised in Tips for Becoming Funnier in Conversation through Clever Juxtapositions and Watching Comedy. For talks, incorporate asides or true funny anecdotes without telegraphing the punchline. Mixing types keeps humor fresh, self-deprecation for vulnerability, exaggeration for energy. Timing is crucial, pause before the punchline for anticipation. Read the room if they're stressed, opt for gentle playfulness over edgy jokes. Incorporating humor and playfulness in business and leadership. Business conversations thrive on humor when used strategically. In negotiations, a light joke eases tension and makes you memorable, as seen in negotiation tactics where laughter seals deals. Leaders build loyalty with witty team emails or meeting icebreakers. In sales, playful analogies make pitches relatable. This software is like a Swiss Army knife for your workflow minus the corkscrew mishaps. Avoid superiority humor, focus on inclusive laughs. For virtual meetings, memes or emojis add playfulness. As communication experts note, humor in business captures attention, builds trust, and boosts persuasion. Tailored to culture, conservative teams prefer subtle wit. Playfulness fosters innovation, brainstorming sessions with fun prompts yield creative gold. Leaders who model humor create psychologically safe spaces, encouraging risk-taking. Practical exercises to build your playful humor skills. Practice makes playful. Daily challenge, add one joke to texts or calls. Record conversations, note humor opportunities missed. Improv classes hone quick wit exercises like yes, and, build on ideas playfully. Watch stand-up, analyze structures. Role play scenarios with friends, practice teasing. Journal funny observations for material. Join Toastmasters for humorous speeches. Reddit threads offer real tips on becoming witty through bold, fun responses. Over time, these build confidence for seamless integration. Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Avoid overkill, too much humor seems desperate. No boundaries, no offensive jokes. If a gag flops, pivot gracefully. Don't force it, authenticity trumps effort. In diverse groups, skip cultural specifics. Timing mishaps kill punchlines, practice pauses. Self-awareness prevents awkwardness. Conclusion. Adding playfulness and humor to conversations transforms interactions. From rapport building to leadership edge, these skills pay dividends. Start small, practice daily, and watch connections flourish. Your witty, joyful presence will make every chat unforgettable.